This is advice about women. Some people say the Srimad Bhagavatam story, third canto, chapter 23, verse 44, explains the story of Devahuti and her husband Karamuni. The Karamuni expanded himself 9 times to enjoy Devahuti. And they say this is proof that women are 9 times lustier. Satyanarayana answers, expanding 9 times just means that karam manifested 9 different moods. Moods to conceive 9 girls with different mentalities. Has nothing to do with Devahuti's lust. Karamuni is one of Prajapati's and produced 9 daughters to propagate the creation. No acharya on this Bhagavatam has commented that Devahuti was 9 times lustier. There's a verse in 6th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 9, verse 9. It says, women took 1/4 of Indra's sin of killing a Brahmin by accepting the reaction of their monthly period. In return, they received a boon of constant sexual capacity. Satyanarayana comments, I have checked the Sanskrit commentaries by many acharyas of different sampradayas on this verse. No acharya says that this verse means that women have more lust than men, 9 times or any man, any number of times. They say that women have more capacity for sex, which means even when they're pregnant, they can have sex. One acharya says the word kam in this verse, the verse has the word kam, does not mean sex. It means they are more desirous, women are more desirous for material objects. It is natural because women have to maintain children and family and desire a stable arrangement for that. That is their instinct. Nobody has explained the word kam means lust. Everyone knows that women are fond of shopping. That is what the phrase shashrat kam means in this verse, sixth canto Bhagavatam, chapter 9, verse 9. The verse saying women have more capacity for sex does not mean that they have more lust. Someone asked a question. Sometimes in ancient Vedas, it said women were prevented from studying the Vedas. Satyanarayana says, that may be true during Vedic times, but Vedic culture doesn't exist any longer. At present, women can read anything, so there's no practical point to complain what may have happened in the past. Vedic laws work well in Vedic times. and change with time in every society. The law against women studying Vedas was instituted out of compassion, not discrimination, to avoid putting women through strenuous ordeal. It didn't only apply to women, it also applied to Dvija Bandhus, who were also ruled out. The purpose of life is not to study the Vedas, but to know the message. And that message of the Vedas is available to everyone in the Puranas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. And study of the Bhagavatam is not difficult, and no one is banned or discouraged from such study. Actually, a long time ago, in the early days, women also studied the Vedas just like men. There was coeducation. There's a verse in, from Harita and Yama Sriti that say a woman once upon a time went to Gurukul and studied the Vedas and chanted Gayatri. At some point, something happened and things changed. Laws change with times. Before that law was introduced, women studied just like men. But nowadays, any woman can study the Vedas if they like. They are not banned. What is the difference between the love of a woman and the love of a man? A traditional woman has the nature to surrender and serve, which is a basic characteristic of love. A traditional man, however, does not have the nature to surrender and serve. A man wants to lord it over and enjoy. For women, it's natural to love. A man generally seeks physical pleasure, and for to get that, he pursues love and relationship. On the other hand, woman is always looking for support and care. That is her fundamental need. A man and woman come together to fulfill their own needs. This is called, quote, love. However, does not mean that a man is not looking for support, that a woman is not looking for physical pleasure. It's just that the need for physical pleasure is predominant in a man, and need for support and care is predominant in a woman. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe.